Eskom cautions the public that due to the shortage of generation capacity, load shedding will be implemented this evening.
This year has been depicted as one of the worst years for South Africa's power utility. Eskom experienced continuous breakdowns, sabotage and theft in 2022, resulting in endless rolling blackouts. As of December this year, South Africa had experienced over 3,000 hours of load shedding. At this point, South Africans have had more days of load shedding than not.
My fellow South Africans, Dumelang, Riperile, Dimadekwana, Sanbonani.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has also addressed the nation about the energy crisis. During his address, he announced the appointment of a National Energy Crisis Committee. The committee draws on the best available expertise from business, labor, professional engineering entities, and community-based organizations. The relevant ministers who make up the committee report to the president directly on a regular basis to ensure that progress is made.
These meetings have helped to shape our response and ensure all sections of South African society are involved in finding solutions to this problem, as this is a national crisis.
At one point, things got so bad that Ramaphosa cancelled his plans abroad and flew back to South Africa to attend to one of the highest levels of load shedding the country has experienced.
Eskom regrets to announce that Stage 6 load shedding will be implemented from 2 o'clock this afternoon until midnight.
Eskom COO Jan Oberholzer also announced that he will retire in April of next year after over 30 years of service. The Hawks arrested someone for allegedly making a bomb threat against Oberholzer, and the bomb threat was allegedly from an anonymous and unregistered cell phone number in May of 2020.
By working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, start to take a toll on yourself and also on your families. And if there's always just criticism and no positive enforcement, it does make it extremely challenging.
Eskom this year revealed multiple incidents of sabotage at its power stations. These include theft of oil, diesel and coal. In the coal theft and tampering cases, the suspects, who are contracted Eskom truck drivers, swapped out quality coal destined for Eskom power stations and delivered subpar coal.
The coal swapping allegedly took place prior to the delivery being made. During questioning, the truck driver admitted to offloading the good quality coal. He further alleged that he was acting on the instructions of his supervisor.
Unfortunately, South Africans can expect power cuts for the next foreseeable future, but there is a way to help.
We therefore urge all South Africans to continue using electricity sparingly. Eskom will promptly communicate should there be any significant changes.
For Smile FM News, I'm Danielle Mentuer.